Now, turning to the Middle East, and the death toll in Gaza is now inching towards 35,000. And this week, perhaps a glimmer of hope of a ceasefire. The latest proposals include a 40-day truce in return for the release of hostages and the prospect of displaced families being allowed back in northern Gaza. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has described Israel's offer of a truce as extraordinarily generous. For weeks, ceasefire talks have been at a standstill. Now, an Hamas delegation is reportedly studying the latest proposals and will return to Cairo with a written response. Oliver McTernan is a hostage negotiator and director of the forward-thinking NGO which promotes peace in the Middle East. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Mary.
Some sources are expressing a cautious optimism at this stage about a ceasefire being secured. Do you share some of that cautious optimism?
Well, it would be cautious underlined because what my hope would be, of course, for the hostages, for their families and for the 2.3 million people in Gaza who are suffering on a daily basis, life-changing circumstances. Caution, I say, because I am not convinced when we have this continuous public comment like Antony Blinken saying this is a most generous offer, and at the same time Prime Minister Netanyahu saying I'm determined to go into Rafah. I'm not convinced how serious the negotiations are. They're in part of me begins to think that they're almost a distraction from the realities of what is happening on the ground day by day in Gaza.
That would suggest that you believe that what has been happening in Cairo and the various negotiators hammering out a deal, I don't think you're saying it's not serious, that they are doing serious business.
No,
but that
I think the Qataris and the Egyptians as negotiators are extremely serious, and I think they've worked hard in incredibly difficult circumstances to try and really reach an agreement. But when you're in negotiation, the last thing you need is people on the side having a continuous comment. And what these statements, Blinken's today or yesterday at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, and again Netanyahu over the weekend in the Israeli press, what these statements are doing is trying to put political and military pressure on the process. Now, from my experience, if you try and put pressure on a process, all you do is risk stiffening resistance. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would be extremely cautious about what's going on and, you know, question the intention sometimes of those who are making these statements. It may be the feel that this is the way to get a solution, but if they're experienced in any way in the process of negotiation, they'll realize, no, it's counterproductive. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's the hostages, their families, and I keep stressing the 2.3 million people in Gaza who are suffering as a consequence. What's needed, Mary, is an immediate ceasefire. That's what the people of Gaza at this moment need. And I say the people of Israel.
If we step back for a moment from the political on all sides and talk about what we know about what's in this ceasefire deal, and it would be a temporary ceasefire lasting some 40 days. What do you know about what it contains and what's different this time?
Mary, I think the sticking point is precisely what you said, a temporary ceasefire. What Hamas, I understood, were looking for is a permanent ceasefire. And a temporary ceasefire is going back to what I would say the incompatible objectives. A, from the beginning, Netanyahu said, we want the hostages returned. And secondly, we're going to see the demise of Hamas.